Here in the River Fergus is a bend in the river just behind the post office. It's called the Post Office Field. But it has been for generations the habitat of quite an amazing flock of birds. These are Canadian birds who have mated with the domestic birds. Now, along with the Canadian birds, you'll see many, many different varied types of birds, from waterfowl to water hens, mallards, tuff ducks. There's five or six different species of birds here, but the most interesting are the Canadian geese. They came... they've been coming here for generations, and the local farmers will tell you that these Canadian, particular Canadian flock, they would come on a small lake that's out by Rosslevin in Ballymacahill. And it's kind of a local summer romance. They got to conversation with the local farmhouse domestic female ducks, and they had a bit of lunch, and they decided it was summer love, and come the winter time it bloomed into something more, and they left, but they left with the women as well, and they went.
So it's quite incredible, Vera, you're telling us that the domestic geese in parts of on farms around Ennis actually travelled back to Canada with the Canadian geese.
Yes, we really could all take a page from these domestic geese. Here they are, they have no experience of the wildlife, and they fall in love, or whatever else ducks do anyway, and they take to the skies, and they do not just like local flights, but they do you know, international flight to Canada. They make this flight, and it's amazing to see love. What love can do. We, I mean, here are these creatures, and they're giving us a lesson, not in love, but in faithfulness and overcoming unsurmountable obstacles. And they've been doing this for generations. Now, as far as I know, there's at least six or seven generations of these mixed piebald Canadian and domestic geese. They've been coming here for years.
So tell me, they return to Ennis every year from Canada. Is that correct?
They return right to this spot every year to Ennis from Canada. This is the local habitat. In fowl, each flock would have their own area. It's like, you know, towns. We all settle in particular places, and so do these creatures, these Canadian, amazing Canadian creatures. We just saw them there flap their wings, and they're just spectacular.
And what time of the year, Vera, do they make their annual return here to Ennis?
They come back in about February, March. They came here just before the snows this year, and they were inundated with the snow, and there was like at least a foot and a half of snow on their habitat, especially down there with the county council, the courthouse. There's a few steps there that go into the river, and it was a perch for some of the Canadian geese, and they were more like a monument than De Valera. And the kids in the way to school, they'd stop off with their parents, and they'd have a little feed with the ducks, and it would take the pressure off the day. There's one generation, and the older couple, the grandparents, the grandpa, that sit on the steps, they've been there and they habitat the whole year long, because their feathers don't withstand that amazing flight, and they will feed right out of your hand. So they're very much the pets of Ennis.
And you can see today, I mean, there's been a number of people who've stopped off on the bridge to have a look with their children, to have a look when you were feeding the ducks and the geese a little bit earlier on. But there's been a particular issue. You're saying the geese returned this year in February, but there's been a problem that you've observed with their habitat. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, yes, I was a bit distressed. First I could see the distress in the birds when they weren't feeding, and I thought it was just the snow because, you know, they had a difficulty time feeding. But after that I realised, when I saw some of their eggs broken and left there where they sit and where they feed, I just thought, well, that's just not a coincidence of nature. Somebody actually put that, and there was beer cans there. So obviously somebody was doing that. And I thought, first I just thought some idiots, you know, getting drunk and vandalising this. And I noticed four nests along the way that I was. I'm not a bird.
So these are along the riverbanks?
Yes, they pair off and they go down along the riverbanks and they nest. So I noticed four different nests on four different couples, and they're all destroyed this year. And they have no young this year after the long flight from Canada.
And how many young would normally be here, we'll say, in the middle of the year?
They can have up to about five. Last year there was two that took the flight with them. And this year there's none.
So we see no goslings?
No goslings, not only for this flock, but all of the wildfowl. Most of the wildfowl have left, except some mallards, and there's only one little flock chuck of mallards, four little chucklings. And we're just standing underneath a little nest here that was destroyed by somebody threw stones and broke the eggs, and the geese had to leave the abandon their nest.
And it is very sad, Vera. There is an egg at this nest, but you believe that this has been, the nest has been completely abandoned. There's no chance this will hatch.
Yes. No. Once the other eggs were broken, there's only one remaining. It's unsafe then for the bird. The bird has no defences. It's a totally defenceless creature. It's unsafe for her to bring her young in here. So when humans become to that level of violence and aggression, the birds are not safe and they leave wisely. Oh, so, the pastor. He has observed men at night drinking, and we're afraid there might be other kind of consumptions. Now they have the birds have totally abandoned their places along the river, and even the place where they usually sunbathe there, and they've all grouped now together underneath the bridge, and it's the only habitat they have left. All of the rest have been interrupted and destroyed in somewhat.
So you are a very close observer because you feed the birds here regularly, Vera, and you say Reverend Bob Hanna has observed what we might describe as antisocial behaviour. Is this something which you fear could drive away the geese altogether from returning to this particular spot on the River Fergus?
Well, most of the wildfowl have left, except the mallards, who are very, very adaptive. I do fear for their survival, though, if they are not left in peace. But like last night, now, just for an example, I noticed one fisherman, the only place that these poor birds have left for their safety is underneath the bridge. And this fisherman, right in the middle of the flock, he had a long rod like fly fishing, but it was fluorescent orange. And he would flick it like a whip. You know, these long whips that you might see in a circus. And he was keeping all of the Canadian geese in line up against the bank. And if anyone moved, he would flick at them. And of course, they're terrified. And as you see now today, it's a lovely cool day. Nice day for flapping about and splashing in the water. There's no sun and water is nice. And they're all there with their faces to the wall, huddled up against the wall. And that is no way for any creature, human or likewise, to spend their day.
Antisocial behaviour that you have alluded to, Vera, has a very negative impact on the town. And people will say that they see it very often, unfortunately, in broad daylight at various spots around this town and others in this county and beyond. Has this ever been reported to the authorities at any stage?
Well, the county council have been notified, and there is a report going on, and it will be taken to further notice too.
What would you yourself like to see done to promote the wild geese and ducks and their habitats here along the Fergus?
Well, first, really, you have to start from the top up, because when you have antisocial behaviour, it's out of the local people's control, because then you get into sort of like personal hostilities. So the authority here in this case is the County Council. This is their field, and I would love to see that as a bird sanctuary and restrict it from access to other people. And then local people who come here and feed their ducks. Many, many local people, they watch and wait for the ducks. It's kind of like another kind of movement of the year to see the ducks arrive. And it's like the tourists come from America and Germany and France or wherever. It's kind of like, it just adds so much enthusiasm to the community. For them to be aware of this antisocial behaviour that's going on, this cruelty that's going on, to report it. We all are a community, and we have been a community very much in tune with our nature. It's a tourist attraction. And it's a lovely interest for the community. It keeps us somewhat reminiscent that life is beautiful and that life is caring.